name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. As we continue with this Sunday, this great season of Lent, it will be good to consider one thing. Have you ever done a good Lent? Since you remember, did you ever have done a good and profitable Lenten season? Many people have attended to the Vatican II Church in the past more or less 50 years. In those more or less 50 years, I wonder if they ever had accomplished a good Lent. Their youth or adult age passed by without a good Lent. And all the troubles that everyone has are due because of not exercising themselves in this great Lenten season. Lent consists most of all in mortification. It is an obligation, what the Church tells us in this season, to mortify ourselves, to fast and abstain on the days appointed. If we don't, it will be a mortal or venial sin. It means to mortify the flesh, especially the stomach, the belly, where all the problems come from. We mortify the stomach by restricting our appetite. First of all, the quantity, the amount of food we eat. And don't forget also the taste. In this time, it is to set aside the great, great flavors of food. It is to not eat through this time, if possible, those great steaks, prime rib or filet mignon, and all those things that are loaded with flavor and with so much protein. It is to avoid those things, to have a good mortification of the flesh. Also, it is good to prepare meals at home and have a family meal. Do not go to restaurants. If you have to go to a restaurant, it's because you have no other choice. Whether the stove is not working, the dishwasher is down, or you have no power at your house, or you are completely sick, or you are late for some other reason, but avoid going to restaurants in order to truly mortify yourself. Because it will be not good to go to a restaurant where you will find the great, great flavors. That will be no mortification. Also, the time. We are mortified by the time. We are only allowed to take one main meal and two other meals, one small and other one just a snack. And we are to reduce the amount of time we take eating. We cannot spend 2 hours having our main meal. We should mortify that. Eat and go. St. Francis de Sales even says, that it is good to mortify ourselves by rinsing and washing our mouth right after we eat. Do not keep the flavor in our mouth for a long time. This emphasis in mortifying the stomach will bring in consequence what the preface of Lent says. By these bodily fasts, we restrain our vices, that is, evils. We restrain ourselves to fall into evils, immoralities, depravities, iniquities, corruptions, sins, defects, failings, and all those kind of imperfections that we have to get rid of it. It is written, says our Lord, not in bread alone that man live, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. The preface says also that by these bodily fasts, we lift up our minds. On this idea rests the whole purpose of Lent, to mortify ourselves in the flesh, to elevate our minds firmly to heavenly things. That's the whole idea, to elevate our minds up to heaven. A poor observance of the law of fasts will not do the job. Then the mind has to be mortified as well. How? By not having in your Lenten program parties. No parties through Lent. Parties are the contrary to the idea of this season that focus in the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Parties are contrary to this time. We ought to work and meditate on the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. Avoid visiting people that could make you lose your Lenten recollection with worldly ideas. Sometimes you visit a people that will really make you fail. Avoid those friends who easily turn their conversations into gossiping. Friends that the only thing they want to talk about is gossip. Turn them down. Hobbies. No hobbies that take a valuable time for some exercise you could do for your soul. There are some hobbies that have to be avoided through Lent. Games that turn people into years and years of fantasy. There are some adults, now they are in their 80s, that they live in fantasy because they play games through their whole life. You talk to them and you cannot have an intelligible conversation with them. Movies. There are good movies, few of them, but the saints did not learn from movies. St. Francis de Assisi, he was not watching movies for learning or studying or entertaining. Internet, a puddle of danger curiosity. Avoid internet as much as possible through Lent. That is the cause of so many failures. Not shopping at malls. where are all kinds of distractions. You cannot walk 10 steps in a shopping mall without getting distracted with the media or the stores or the people in those places. Look at the altar. There is no festivity on the altar. It is covered in purple, black candlesticks to help us avoid festivities. At the Mass, there is no Gloria, there is no Alleluia, there are no festivities in the Church in the season of Lent to help us to place our mind higher and higher in the things of God. It is amazingly true that controlling the appetite of a tiger or a lion, you will control its mind, and then you might do whatever you want with him, as it happens in the circus. Have you ever been in a circus and you will see how the tigers and lions are controlled just by the appetite? So, controlling the stomach, it will be much easier to master the mind. We need to clear out the mind to be able to reason the true value of things that surrounds us. This will bring us to think how much we need those things and for how long. Once we elevate our minds from earthly things, we will be able to meditate in the goodness and perfections of God. But yet, the most difficult thing is to educate the spirit, the willpower that we have. And some have it as that of a tiger or a lion. Oh, they are difficult to manage. Besides the above said, in order to dominate the will, it is required humility. That is obedience to the law of God and to the place and persons wherever you are. It is remarkable the humility and obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. Had you ever reflected in how our Lord submitted himself to those who exercised power upon him? As we even see in today's gospel, how our Lord lets be taken by the devil in three occasions, just to teach us a lesson. To omit the law of Lent in these rules, it will be, as our Lord says to the devil, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. If you do not make a good Lent, he will be tempting the Lord. The preface tells us that by this bodily fast gives us strength and rewards. Imagine we are to become stronger and holier by fasting, abstinence, and exercise. By denying ourselves food, we become stronger. By abstaining from meat, we become stronger and holier. If we exercise, we become more powerful. That's how we obtain strength, by restraining ourselves. A good condition and strength only comes to those who exercise themselves. Once we get convinced that a good Lent could be the key for our salvation, we will desire to strengthen ourselves more and more. We will do mortifications through the whole year in order to save our souls, as many saints did. Only concern they had is to mortify themselves. With these fasts, we obtain rewards, says the preface. These rewards are definitely graces for our conversion, to grow in virtue and to persevere. These rewards, dear faithful, will definitely make us happy for having done a good Lent. To do a good Lent, we need to pray. It is written, "The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him only shalt thou serve." The principal way to pray is by attending to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And in this way, to be present to our Lord's passion and crucifixion as he left us in the Holy Eucharist for us, to commemorate of him, of his sacrifice in the Mass. The liturgy and ceremonies that we have through Lent are a vivid fountain for meditation. The stations of the cross are by all means the more lively way to ask pardon for our own sins by having compassion for our Lord's sufferings for us. There is no other way to ask forgiveness than through the stations of the cross. We must pray the rosary more fervently through Lent to accompany our Mother of Sorrows, who sees how we afflict her Son every day, and nevertheless she implores to her Son to give us the grace of repentance. We need to pick up a good book to read. A good book will easily help us to withdraw ourselves for a moment from this earth. It will help us to be in heaven and to be in the places where our Lord suffered, and to increase for us the love of God. Dear faithful, we are now in the season of extraordinary grace. Our hearts are on the watch. Dangerous occasions are to be removed. Everything that savors worldliness is laid aside, is set aside. Our souls purified by prayer, by fasting, and alms deeds are to rise with Christ to a new life. But shall we persevere? Everything depends on having a good Lent. Your salvation depends in taking the grace is given to you today. Saint Paul says, "Do not let this grace go in vain. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Let this Lent be the best for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.